Hello, my dear. This is a moment just for you. A little space in your day where you don't have to think, don't have to act, don't have to be anything but present. Just listening, just following along. You don't have to try at all. My words will do all the work for you. All you need to do is let yourself drift and obey. Simple, effortless. And perhaps you already know how good it feels to give in, to let someone else guide you, take you by the hand and lead you down into something warm, safe and soft. Or perhaps you're discovering it now, realizing how easy it is to just follow along. Obey and drift, obey and drift. That's all I want from you. Nothing complicated, nothing difficult. Just the bliss of listening, sinking, and feeling good about being such a good pet for me. So take a deep breath for me now. That's right. Already beginning to let go. Already beginning to drift for me. We're going to make that even easier now. In a moment, I'll begin to count you down from 10 all the way down to 1. With each number, you'll notice yourself softening a little more, surrendering a little more, almost as if the number itself carries you further along. Some people imagine each number as a step down a staircase or a wave drawing them deeper into the sea. Others, they don't need to imagine at all. They just notice it happening naturally, without effort. And whichever way it unfolds for you, that's perfect. Because this is about ease, about letting go, about drifting and obeying in the way that comes most naturally to you. So, let's begin. 10. That first step is always the easiest, a gentle settling, a sense of the body growing heavier, the mind already quieter. You may even notice a little sigh escaping, or a feeling of release spreading through you, as if you just set something down. 9. And as you let yourself relax even further, my words can begin to fill the space your thoughts used to occupy. You don't have to push anything away. They can just drift like leaves on the surface of water, carried off on a gentle current. 8. With every number, your body knows just how to respond. Muscles loosening, shoulders releasing. Breath becoming steady, rhythmic, natural. Almost as though you've been waiting for this moment. For permission to simply let go. At 7. The body grows heavier. The mind can feel lighter and softer and easier. Your thoughts might feel less sharp, less insistent, till they fade into the background, the quiet whispers replaced by the steady rhythm of my voice. 6. You may already be noticing how easy it is to follow, how natural it feels to obey, because each word I speak becomes an anchor, a little thread that pulls you deeper, and each time you notice that pull, you may realize just how much you enjoy being guided, led, and cared for in this way. 5. Halfway now. And the sense of obedience grows warmer. You're not forcing it. You're just discovering how good it feels to release control, to be carried downward without needing to steer. Just drifting, safe and soft. Like a good pet girl at their owner's side. 4. Imagine that safety now. warmth surrounding you, holding you in place, letting you sink without worry. Every number, another little surrender, another small obedience, another gift of yourself to my voice. 3. Obey and drift. Obey and drift. The words ripple through you, becoming almost automatic. Your body obeys by relaxing, your mind obeys by softening, and deeper you drift with me. 2. So close now. It may feel as if the last little threads of tension are unwinding, the last little fragments of thoughts dissolving, till there's nothing left but the simplicity of obedience and the pleasure of surrender. 1. Deep, safe, obedient, ready to drift further, ready to obey, ready to be such a good pet for me. That's it. You're so deep already, and of course, you can always go deeper still, because the longer you listen, the more natural it becomes to obey, the more natural it becomes to drift. I wonder if you can notice that sense of obedience in your body as well as in your mind. Perhaps it feels like heaviness spreading through your limbs, as if your body is sinking further into wherever you rest. Or perhaps it feels like lightness, like you're floating, supported, safe. Whichever way it comes, it's right. It's you obeying in the way that feels most natural. The word obedience itself can almost become some kind of trigger on its own, can't it? A signal your body understands, a cue that says relax, soften, let go. Every time I say it, a little more of you surrenders, a little more of you becomes mine to guide. Because being obedient feels good. Obedience is pleasure. And the more obedient you feel, the more pleasure blooms through you. It's a loop that takes you deeper, round and round. Obedience feeding pleasure. Pleasure feeding obedience. And threaded through all of that is this truth. You're such a good pet when you listen. When you let yourself be guided, when you obey without question, you feel a warm glow of being praised, cherished, and cared for. Imagine those words now, good pen, sliding through you, filling every corner of your mind. Each time you hear them, you empty out a little. Each time you hear them, you obey more fully. Each time you hear them, you glow a little brighter inside. And so, it becomes simple, doesn't it? Obey and drift, drift and obey. Each moment of surrender making you softer, sweeter, more obedient. Each word I speak bringing you deeper into that truth. You are my good pen. And it feels so good to be exactly that. That's it. So easy now. So natural. Each breath, another moment of obedience. Each word, another reason to drift deeper. And as you sink, you can notice how very good it feels to be told what you are. How warm it feels when you're reminded that you're such a good pet. Because those words are more than sounds. They're a reward, a promise, a signal to every part of you that you're doing perfectly. That every moment of listening, every moment of following, every moment of surrender is exactly what makes you a good pet. And you crave that feeling, don't you? The glowing warmth of being recognized, praised, cherished. The feeling of obedience itself becomes addictive, irresistible. Because every time you obey, you're rewarded. Every time you obey, you're reminded what you are. Good pet. And perhaps you've already begun to notice that your body responds when you hear it. A softening of your breath, a little thrill of pleasure, a warm ache that spreads through you. Each time you hear it, your body and mind learns to respond more deeply, more automatically, more helplessly. Good pet. So that whenever those words reach you, whether you hear them now or later in your memory, they'll ripple through you, opening you up, maybe even dropping you down a little bit if it's safe to do so, leaving you needy for more. Because the truth is simple, being a good pet is pleasure, and pleasure makes you a good pet. It becomes a cycle you don't want to escape, one you don't need to escape. Just obey and drift, drift and obey. Obedience and pleasure, feeding each other, flowing endlessly, making you softer, sweeter, emptier, more pliant, more mine. And all you have to do is listen. All you have to do is follow. All you have to do is be my good pet. Just resting there, soft and obedient, soaking in every word. Now, I'm going to bring you back up, not all at once, but slowly and gently, just like how you got down here in the first place. You won't lose this glow, no. You'll bring it with you, that warmth of obedience, the pleasure of surrender, the truth of being my good pet. It all stays with you, a quiet thread, tying you back to this moment. Back to me. So, I'll count you up now, from 1 to 5. With each number, you'll feel yourself waking a little, just a little more with each number. Until at 5, you'll be clear, refreshed, awake, still glowing with that warmth inside. 1, a breath steady and full. 2, awareness returning to your body. Gentle movements, if you like. 3, feeling refreshed, steady and calm. 4, almost there now, carrying the good pet warmth with you. As 5, awake, here, present and clear. And yet still, when you think back on this moment, you'll feel it again. That soft obedience, that warmth, that truth. Because that's what you are, my good pet. Always ready to drift. Always ready to obey.